Happy Friday. It's the first Friday in August, August the 3rd, 2018. You're listening to Grow Great, Small Business Daily Brief, number 53. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Today, let me talk to you about the peace of high integrity. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. For businesses, I focus on helping entrepreneurs hit the trifecta of successful business building. One, getting new customers. Two, serving existing customers better. And three, not going crazy in the process. Today's show is about hitting that third leg of the trifecta, not going crazy in the process. In the last 48 hours or so, Ohio State head football coach has encountered some major trouble regarding a longtime assistant coach on his staff who, it seems, habitually abused his wife. Ohio State has put the head coach, Urban Meyer, on paid leave while they investigate his role in hiring and keeping a known abuser. It's just another case of seemingly low integrity behavior. Compromising morals, ethics, and even legality, it can tempt any of us. And maybe high achievers more than most. The pressure to stay at the top, intense. And I'm sure Coach Meyer, who delivered one national championship to the Ohio State University, was annually feeling the pressure to repeat that performance. I'm not excusing it, but I'm not naive enough to act like it can't happen to you or to me. We can all fall prey to foolishness because these temptations can cause our compass to spin out of control. We lose our bearings and we surrender to poor behavior. Low integrity activities take a really heavy toll. Coach Meyer, he may not survive this ordeal. In the last 24 hours, it has really amped up. And today, it's looking like it may be the death knell. From sexual misconduct to cooking the books, from illegal hiring practices to paying people in cash off the books, there are many paths to low integrity practices. Greed and ego provide much of the fuel. The proof is found in the powerful people who have suffered great falls, likely because they felt their power would prevent them from ever suffering for their foolishness. Now, I could approach the topic from a conviction or a faith perspective, but let's just approach it from a practical business viewpoint. Yes, I'm going to make a few simple assumptions. For starters, I assume you're uninterested in breaking the law. Secondly, I assume you don't find pleasure in living on the edge, wondering if the IRS or the FBI or some other governmental agency is going to come knocking. Doing the right thing is always right. I will assume that you agree with that or that you're at least open to it. I hope so. I mean, for instance, a man who will cheat on his wife, he will certainly cheat me if I'm doing business with him. And yet so many people live as though they think a person is a quote-unquote good person, even when that person, in this case, the cheating husband, does something bad. I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm not talking about being sinless, because none of us are, but I am talking about people who are committed to good, decent, ethical, and moral behavior. And I choose to think, as the optimist that I am, I choose to think that most of us prefer to live that way, even if we sometimes slip up. Rather than focus on the pain that our poor behavior might cause, let's flip it around and let's focus on the wonderful benefits of behaving with the highest integrity because, well, as the headline says, man, there's a peace that comes with that that you're just not going to get any other way. Weight loss advocates have long used a moniker that resonates with folks trying to drop some weight. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. There's no debating that many, if not most of the things that are bad for weight control or weight loss, they taste pretty terrific. But the saying emphasizes the longer term over the shorter term. Go eat a bucket of your favorite ice cream. It's pretty stinking wonderful. It just doesn't last very long. But the 4,500 calories that you consumed, that will remain with you long after your taste buds have been satisfied. and so it is with low integrity versus high integrity behavior. The price is just too high. It's just not worth it. Urban Meyer can have just about any assistant coach he wants. I mean, he's creme de la creme. He's in the elite. Why tolerate having a man on your staff who beats his wife? Is it friendship? Is it loyalty? I mean, why would a leader compromise his own integrity, put his own career at risk for such poor behavior? Well, I can't say with certainty. I've got some ideas. One, we don't think we'll be found out. We can be tempted to make a poor choice because we don't think it'll matter. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to find out. And besides, in the case of this football coach, it's not our behavior. Guilt by association, he probably felt it's not likely. Two, hiding is easy when you're the leader. As a person in charge, well, we've got privileges, and we take them for granted. Credibility, authority, power. And this likely provoked the football coach to think, I'll just leave well enough alone. I don't want to open up a can of worms here. Three, we want what we want when we want it. In a word, it's leadership selfishness. It's about us. We want the money. We want the advantage. We want the profit. We want the benefit. We want the leg up. It can blind us to the realities of negative consequences because we are so focused on the benefit. It's like that bucket of ice cream. It tastes so good. And then our waistline expands. Okay, well, who cares? We'll just buy bigger pants. Courage of your convictions. Let me repeat it. Courage of your convictions. It's Friday, so we may as well ruminate about some highly valuable long-term things, right? And maybe take these thoughts into the weekend with us. You have convictions. How negotiable are your convictions? Will you compromise them ever? Now think seriously about them. In fact, I'm going to tell you, think more seriously about them. Is there anything that can influence you to surrender a conviction? Is there a circumstance that might cause you to violate your conviction? The other day, I'm watching an episode of The Homicide Hunter. And the show was about a guy whose drug addiction provoked criminal behavior. Well, eventually, as you can guess, murder. Well, the star of the show, Colorado Springs homicide detective Lieutenant Joe Kenda. I love this guy. He said this about illegal drug use. So what's the answer? Don't start. Don't start. And you'll never be faced with the question, how do I stop? Now, the same could be said about compromising our integrity. I'm betting that Coach Meyer wishes that he would have never hired a guy who beat his wife. I'm betting all the big-time corporate leaders who have fallen recently due to improper conduct wish they would have never started down whatever path led to their fall. Sexual harassment, spousal abuse, employee abuse, unethical, immoral, even in some cases illegal behavior. They all require a price. They all have a cost, and it is often much, much higher than people ever think is possible. Perhaps the key, besides what Lieutenant Kenda says, don't start, is to forget about the short-term gain. If we pass on eating the bucket of ice cream, we forego a few minutes of tasting something great, but we also forego adding more inches to our waist, creating something that we're going to have to live with much longer than a few minutes. And the pain that we're going to have to endure to get rid of those inches is a really high price for momentary pleasure. Peace. Peace and sanity, and I'm using sanity here strictly in the everyday slang way that we all use it. Peace and sanity aren't worth giving up. Our lives are hard enough facing the ordinary, everyday stuff that comes our way. I mean, why make life more difficult? Why add more worry to our lives? Those are just practical truths that we each need to think about more seriously, especially if we're wrestling with some decision where we're questioning, is this the right thing to do? Let me give you a hint. If you ask yourself that question, is this the right thing to do? Give serious consideration to quickly kicking it to the curb and saying no. And that way you can avoid the temptation to do something foolish and stupid. It's why I end each show with three admonitions. And it's why the second one speaks to the topic at hand. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Make it a great Friday and have a great weekend. And Lord willing, I'll see you next week.